is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Everybody, it is September 19th, 2019. It's the Geeks Next Door, episode 177. How are you guys doing tonight?
Is that a prime number, Chris?
That is a prime number, Adam.
I have no idea. It just seems like it should be a prime number.
All right. Well, other than Adam's request to know what numbers are prime, what's happening? You guys feeling good? You feeling strong? You feeling strong, medium. My friend?
Ryan? Ryan looks strong. Medium low?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, what happened?
Throat's a little scratchy. Ooh, I don't know why.
That's not good. Well, I'll try to pump you up here with a question I got laid out, okay?
Now, I'm just going to lay you out with a question. That's a powerful question.
Now, this
the
is
a power question.
Individually answered. There's no right or wrong answer, okay? I want to know.
Except for Adams,
who would definitely be wrong, and Ryan, who would be like, I choose all of the answers.
Ryan has 8 answers.
Okay, so is it better, in your mind, to be fast or furious? Now, let me lay out the ground rules for this. If you are fast, you can never be caught by any other car that is not fast, or person that is not fast. If you are against somebody who is also fast, you have a chance of also being faster, but it's all about luck and skill at that point. You then can also make any car or vehicle, doesn't have to be just a car, go up to 40% faster than that actual vehicle's mechanics go. Okay, so that's what's being fast. Okay. Got it? Or is it better to be furious? Now, when you're furious, that means you can never be damaged while inside a car by other automobiles. If you're ever like shot while you're inside a car, or stabbed inside a car, or the car blows up and pushes you outside that car, which might also kill you, you have a 85% chance to come back if somebody in the world loves you. So, is it better to be fast or furious? Keeping in mind, you cannot be one of the few that are fast and furious. So, let's start with Dave 2. What do you think, buddy? Is it better for you to be fast or furious?
Furious is the answer. I'll answer for him.
I'm P2. I like furious.
Thanks, Adam.
Actually, I was going to go furious because I probably need the extra protection because everybody knows that I get sick, injured, whatever, whenever we're doing anything.
Okay. So you are furious.
Oh, the tooth, you know, that kind of thing.
That works for me. Okay, Ryan, what about you, buddy?
I go fast.
Ooh, any particular reason why?
I just always have liked the squishy, you know, type. The ones that, you know, like there's a little risk involved, but like your top speed makes up for the fact that you have some weaknesses, you know? Sure. I like that dichotomy of a weakness, but also like overpowering offense, you know
what
I mean?
Who would that be in Mario Kart?
Mario Kart, that would probably be Donkey Kong, and I like Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong goes super slow. He's got slow acceleration, yeah. But
top
fast
speed.
Top speed.
Don't like, be giving me funny looks. See, Donkey Kong all the way,
baby.
Like,
isn't he like harder to hit, or is it all the same?
Yes, he's tough.
Isn't he a tough
pirate? Yeah, he is. Big guys are tough. Always tough. Yeah. So,
not like a super fast.
Get the both.
But that's just a question.
He's Luigi. Everybody knows.
Luigi is it seems like a decent one. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, it could be.
Luigi's got decent acceleration. Yeah, I don't know about his top speed.
It's tough with the top speed part, I know. It's tough, yeah. It mentioned both, because at fast, you are both fast off the starting block, and you are fast at the end, and other people go too fast. Or too soon, son. Too soon. Adam, what are you, buddy? Are you are you fast or furious?
I'm always fast. Oh, I assume that I still have the same general skills that I do now, and I think I have a pretty decent driving ability, so I rely on that.
It's interesting because you will definitely get places faster and everything, but like you are more likely to get in an accident since you're driving so much, but. Hey, I like it. Okay. Dave? Fast or furious?
Furious.
All right. Any particular reason?
Because I pride myself on taking no damage from things. Right. just like get smash. Yeah, and I fit. I would fit the rock style of everyone's driving super fast cars, and I would rather have a big bulky car that might take up but everyone's vroom driving and swerving, going like Tokyo drifting all around. I'm just going to barrel through everything, slow and steady, as it says, wins the race, and cool. He gets a spin-off movie.
I like it. So what do we got? We had three fasts, or Dave, two. Yeah. What were you again? You were a fast.
Furious.
Oh, you were furious. We had two Furiouses and two fasts. Interesting. I'm going to go with Furious, and I'm just basically going to buy a mobile home and live in it, and I'm never going to die. I'm going to be invincible forever as long as somebody loves me. Now, when that person no longer loves me, then I'm going to die of old age, which is going to suck.
Right. It's like, Chris, could you just, like, leave the mobile home? It's really gross, and I don't love you anymore. And I was like, you burst into flames.
Did you just explode? I think you did. Yeah. Oh, that's too bad. All right, cool. Thanks for indulging me. If you at home are curious if you would rather be Fast or Furious, you let us know as well, and we'll discuss on the podcast. Adam, we had a message. What did we have the thing?
Mailbag!
It's called. And it's from somebody I've never heard of before, but it sounded fun. I don't know where it went, though. It's gone. It's gone forever. Sorry. Gone forever.
They recalled it.
Yeah, they're like, fuck this. I ain't fucking doing shit. No, it was from a Tiffany K or something. Something like that. But anyways, she writes in and says, Chris, we know you are the best, but here is also a list of Disney streaming content posted today, and it's epic. Basically, it was a link to all the stuff that Disney will be streaming on when Disney... What's it? Disney Plus comes out?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's right there. It is very long and in charge, which is fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking great.
It's like everything.
Holy crap. I told Joy, I'm like, if we don't get this, we have no Marvel, and we have no Star Wars content.
I think, I thought it was going to go first. Joy, if we don't get this, I am divorcing you.
I am fucking leaving your ass and going to do something in Tokyo.
There's not many things I take a stand on. I let you go out with whomever you want to go see every movie you want with mysterious strangers, and if you're gonna make me stay home, you better let me watch these shows.
Before I can go out with my guys.
Yeah, I think that Adam's amazing, and he wants to be fast, so I'm okay with that.
He wants to be Fast and Furious.
But is it...
No, I don't.
You wish you could...
I don't want to be Furious.
Oh, you should want to be both if you could. Anyways, this list, did anything surprise you? It all looked basically like stuff I was planning on having there.
It's like all Disney stuff.
Disney. Yeah, actually, the things that I'm really... I'm going to watch them and then go. It's the Disney afternoon shit, man, that I remember from as a kid. Yeah,
I did notice that as well.
Rescue Rangers, fucking Gummy Bears, DuckTales, like the original DuckTales, not the reboot thing. And like
they have the reboot on there.
There's Gargoyles, and I loved that show when I was a kid, man. I like loved it.
You know what I hated about that show? I loved it, but I hated that they never ran it like in order, so I never knew what the fuck was going on.
Yes,
like as far as an actual. Storyline, and if they ever did run it in order, I would like miss like 3 days because I do shit, and then I wouldn't know what's going on anymore. So it would be kind of cool to go back and like watch this again and see
what it's all there. Star Trek characters, yes. Too. That's fucking why you like it.
Jonathan Riker, yeah,
and fucking Deanna Troy.
It's Brent Spiner, Michael Dorn. Basically, Star Trek: The Next Generation was like the main character, like the main bad guy was Jonathan Frakes, the main bad girl. Was fucking Marina Sirtis. Another bad guy was Michael Dorn. It's like basically they just had the guys show up and like, hey, we like you. You should be in this show.
That's cool.
You didn't know that?
Oh, it was good.
Not at all. Why would I know that? That's not common knowledge. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's Dave knowledge.
Yeah, it's common knowledge for me, and I think I would have told you. Mm-hmm. And I bet you I've done that, and you were like, yeah. Nope. Here's some sports knowledge. And you tried to give me sports stuff, and as much as I don't remember what you say about sports, you don't remember what I say about gargoyles.
Maybe. I doubt it, though, but maybe. Gargoyles.
Oh, you know why? It's animation. Chris hates animation.
That's not true. I like cartoons. I don't like animation. All right, so this is interesting. Okay. Hey, Muppet Babies. Is that the original one?
Original one, yeah. Yes. Chris, I hate people, but I love gatherings.
It's true. Oh, they've tackled the series.
Darkwing Duck. Heck yeah.
Right.
I'll watch X-Men in order to see if there's any type of story.
There is.
Because, again, that's another one where I was like, oh, you never really ran it in order. And I'd see it like every Saturday, but only one episode every Saturday, and I don't really understand.
Like, they literally killed off a character. They killed off Morph in the third episode, and they didn't do anything with him for story-wise for years and years, and all of a sudden stuff came back, and you were like, holy shit, man, they never kill characters.
Really?
In kids' cartoons. Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that. I was disappointed to see that you can't get any of the super bundles anymore right now. It was like a end of September thing. I didn't know. Otherwise, I probably would have got it. But
super bundle.
Yeah, they had like 3 years.
Yeah,
I got
3 years for the price of two.
Yeah,
2 years.
Yeah. It was something like that. Which is, if you're gonna get it, you're probably gonna keep it. Then that was a super super deal.
Yes, it was a big deal.
I'm sure they'll come up with something else like that though, like the ESPN bundle. But I don't want that. So.
You don't want ESPN?
I have ESPN. I don't want ESPN Plus, nor do I want Hulu. We have all those.
Oh, but don't you want the Ocho?
Yes, the one day a year ESPN turns into the Ocho, I think.
That is pretty good. The Ocho.
But I have
ESPN. Are you kidding? That's the awesomest like sports show.
Yeah, but if they kept it up, sure.
Right.
It's not on ESPN Plus, it's on ESPN. Once a year they do that. So I don't even know what day. It should be on 8/8, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that would make sense.
I don't think it is, but it should be on 8/8. So, in addition to this, which I thought was really cool, I'm sure you guys might bring it up later, but it's the one thing I have, is that the Peacock streaming service talked about what they're going to have on their shit. That's the NBC streaming service, eventually. Did you all see this list or anything?
No, we were busy looking at the Disney list. And, like, jizzing our pants over the Disney list.
The thing that Peacock does have is they have stuff like Friends, which is apparently fucking huge right now on Netflix or whatever. Like, it was Netflix, right? Was watching all of Friends and stuff.
Yep, yep.
And what's the other one that was really big? I don't remember. But they're going to have Office. The Office. Science. Maybe it's The Office? That might be it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have The Office. They're going to have Parks and Rec.
Thank you. That's another one. Yep. And, of course, as you all know, all the Fast and the Furious. So that might be a reason just to get it right just for that. I mean, come on.
In addition to that, because I did post it, they're going to have a little show that the tagline is, when California Governor Zach Morris gets into hot water for closing too many low-income high schools.
Jesus.
He proposes they send the affected students to the highest-performing schools in the state, including Bayside High.
Wait, he's the fucking governor now?
I'd vote for him.
That is awesome, though. That's crazy.
So, yeah, Saved by the Bell is getting, reboot. But sequelized.
It's a sequel, yeah.
It's a sequel, because reboot would imply that the universe doesn't exist yet. But since he's the fucking governor, I think serialized is a better port. Yeah, that's cool.
I agree. It's just everybody's using the word reboot to describe all these continuations.
I think they're wrong.
Yeah. That are coming out.
So we need to come up with a better word that is within universe, but a new version of the show that does not, like, overwrite old history.
Yeah, so, let's go up with that. So the term reboot, is it,
I think we looked this up one time, and it made it so it's open-ended enough to say that it is a reboot.
Okay, so to shut down and restart. So that would imply that's a reboot. To start up after closing. To start
right,
a
so
new,
that makes sense.
To refresh by making a new start or creating a new version. That one's a little bit. But you're right, we need to come up with a term. Maybe we'll take the week to come up with a term that implies that they're starting new characters, but they're also, I'll give you a good example, is the next Ghostbusters that come out is going to have the original cast, but it's also going to have all the women in it too, from the new version, which didn't really talk about it at all.
So, oh, I didn't heard that one.
I didn't either Dan Aykroyd was on the podcast recently and Ben said that.
That was
what podcast was that?
Our podcast. You guys weren't here for Dan Aykroyd. He was awesome.
Oh, I was like,
I must have been sleeping.
Oh, fuck.
There must be the only one podcast. Like, it's like that's gonna be the future, you know, like fucking Idiocracy, where there's only one. It's like, oh yeah, we gotta go to Costco, right? There's only one place to go, and it's just gonna be the podcast. It's just gonna be Joe Rogan sitting in a chair with wires and all kinds of connections coming into him,
right?
Keeping him alive, so he's podcasting 24/7.
I know what I was doing that night when that happened. I was playing Minecraft while you guys were talking.
Oh.
Brought to you by... No, Ryan's playing Minecraft right now.
Ryan went to bed a while back.
Brought to you by Crystal Skull.
Minecraft is running in the background so that I can harvest eggs more efficiently.
What is the daily? Is that like... Is that like a NBC podcast or something?
Isn't the daily with Trevor Noah?
That is true.
That's the podcast? The Daily is a daily news podcast and radio show by American newspaper Michael Barboa. That's the most... Episode lasts 20 to 30 minutes. That's probably why, and it's probably useful. That's the biggest podcast with most downloads in the universe.
Serious?
So, yep. Number two is Joe Rogan.
Who's Michael Barboa?
I don't know. Some guy.
So going back to the Peacock... So not only will they have Saved by the Bell reboot, Battlestar Galactica is also coming.
Oh, wait.
From the creator of
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's right.
I don't know, man.
You said that. Go ahead,
dude. I just have such a fond place in my heart for, like... the early 2000s version of that show. Like, I thought it was great, dude. Like, it was a show, like, I would watch, like, Friday, later on Friday.
Yeah, that was until they lost me a little bit with the last season, with the whole angel thing. That's, I was like, wait, what's happening? She's an angel or a celestial? What's happening here? But, yeah, that was a freaking amazing show. And then they were at Earth and not at Earth, or
yeah. I mean, what he did say is they're not remaking it, they're not retelling it. That it's just going to be a new story within that mythology.
That's cool. I'm fine with that.
So sounds great.
I mean, it'll be
as long as he stays true to what that 2004 series was. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, people who watch the show, would you want to see something within the time frame during the war or after they, like, find the new Earth kind of thing or old Earth kind of thing?
I didn't like it when they found the Earth.
Right, well, it just basically says that, like, they were our ancient ancestors.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, yeah. So I think it'd be cool, yeah, to... like make it like cyclical where it's all like shit happened. They were because they always were talking about like it's happened again, it's happened before, it'll happen again,
right?
Yeah. It's like it's so it'd be kind of cool. You could throw it any time along that, you know, like timeline of shit happening. You could throw it anywhere and it'd be cool. Like it just you say a couple of cool original names, you say some stuff like that, and then you could tell any kind of story you want.
And that's what they kind of tried to do with Caprica, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the kind of the prequel to
kind of
leaving? Kind of.
I know I watched that show.
Well, because it had like it had the ancestors of the Adamas were in it.
Adamas.
Yeah, and it basically was telling like how everyone got to the point.
That's right. That was
right.
Like,
it was like the origins of the Cylons.
Or something, right?
Yes, because because it was like, oh, we created the Cylons to do this and this and this, and it's the classic, you know, the AI rebelled against us and stuff like that.
Is this the one where like Gaius is shown basically fucking up, or no?
No.
Gaius in the original one, you mean in the 70s version?
Yeah.
He was ultimately the bad guy. He wasn't even part of... He was the villain. He wasn't even part of the show. He was never on the Battlestar.
Right. No, he... What am I thinking of? God damn it.
He made a deal with the Cylons.
Yes, I know that, but I'm trying to remember exactly what happened in this show here. So which is the one where... I get these two mixed up. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'll have to renew my caring about them.
Yes.
Oh, there was another one too. What was Blood and Chrome? What was that one? What was...
I think that was just like a, like their side, like on the internet only, like side where there's like 5 to 7 minute like shorts where it would be like filling in gaps and stuff like that. When what's his face was with Boomer and what's his face were down on Planet. And for some reason, that one.
I don't know why I can't remember Caprica. It seems like
Caprica's the one where it's like Adama's was it father or something. And, like, another... Basically, like, they had lost kids, and they came together and, like, used Cylon tech, which is outlawed, you know, to basically make a robot version of his daughter. And that was, like, the first, like, human-Cylon hybrid. It was basically... They made the first hybrid, I think. I think that's what it was.
I'd have to watch it, because I have no memory of this show. Was it just one season, or...?
Yes, one season, yeah.
Was it one or two?
It looks like one. I know I watched it. I just have no memory of it for some reason. So, yeah. What do you think they're going to... They didn't release any information. It comes out early next year, like I think February or March or something. But if you're NBC, what do you price this at? Because you want to compete with not only Netflix, but you want to compete with Disney Plus, which is cheap as fuck.
Right.
But you also have some huge draws that you might get overconfident, like Friends or The Office.
What's CBS? Is it $4.99, $5.99 a month?
I don't
know. All access?
On Friends and The Office, just those draws. I mean,
it's $5.
You know, $7, $6.99. It feels. Yeah. Because like, I mean, NBC Universal owns Comcast, right? Comcast owns NBC Universal, so they have that stuff.
So if that's going to be the new pricing scheme, do you envision Netflix lowering their prices? Because it's pretty spendy right now if you think about it compared to all these other streaming services that are coming out.
They just raised their prices. I don't know.
Because they can. But once all these things come to coming out, are they going to be like, shit, we need to compete better with price-wise?
It's going
to
drop that because there's also, what was it? Did you see the big buy Netflix bought for $600 million? Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Not... the show, not...
Comics
and Cars or whatever.
That's a good show. I almost feel like I could watch that one again. That might be a watch.
It is a show that, like, you know, like The Office and stuff like that, I can watch. Like, you can jump into any episode and you're like, ha-ha, this is... I don't need to watch them in order because it doesn't matter. That's not the point. It's just...
Yeah, but good writing's like that. Doesn't matter what year it is, as long as it's semi-relevant, it's fun to watch, and the humor's good. That's good writing. It's funny, all these shows have like very similar or the same writers.
Yes.
That kind of move around in the same circles and shit.
The other thing that Disney is getting is The Simpsons.
Yes, because they own Fox.
Because it's Fox.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be too long until like regular TV has nothing... Like, there's no reason to have regular TV anymore.
Yeah, because all of them are saying like whatever. What was it? HBO Max is Warner Brothers. That's that big one where it's like, where they have the BBC. They have
that's their BBC. Own.
Yeah, because it's like HBO, Warner Brothers, CW, BBC is all going to be on one channel. So. So you're gonna get all the HBO stuff.
Wait, who's that? Warner? Is that Warner Television?
Yeah, and they're putting it under the HBO Max, is what they're calling it, right?
Okay.
So, that one basically says like, hey, it's gonna be like it's not gonna be day and date because it's not live, but you're going to be able to watch, you know, like all the CW shows, which is. And all the DC shows, so DC one won't be split. It'll still be split out. Like you'd just be like, I'm gonna get the DC channel, whatever, and watch Titans and all that junk.
I completely forgot about that. Holy shit!
But you can also watch it as part of HBO Max.
So hang on, you're telling me that they're gonna put like the Warner Brothers, which like the they're going to put all of that under HBO?
Yes.
Because HBO has a bigger name than
Yes, Warner that, and that is 100% it. Because HBO is so HBO is owned by Warner's, but Warner Media owns Crunchyroll, TBS, TNT, Adult Swim, Cartoon Networks, the CW, DC,
so do you
New put, Line Cinema.
Do you put all of that under HBO?
Or that is what they that is what they're saying.
We're going to make the Frog Nation Network, and you got to subscribe to the Frog now.
Nope, they're saying that they're putting it all under HBO Max.
That
seems
weird, doesn't it? That seems like we're going to take a channel that we own and make it the parent of all these other channels, which are underneath the Warner Brothers name. Huh. That's kind of cool, I guess, but I would prefer... Well, I don't care, I guess. It's just weird to have it called HBO. It's like if this podcast was called The Ryan Hour. And
it is.
Ryan's a small part of it. Super small when he just plays Minecraft all day. But
I'm not playing Minecraft.
He totally does.
But we called it that, even though it's just one part of a whole.
I mean, right.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's a big thing. So that will be another, you know... grouping. It's basically like if you're a big group, it's so in the end, it's like Disney Plus will have all the Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, Fox, all that stuff. HBO will have their chunk. NBC will have its chunk. CBS, I don't know what owns CBS or where that is. CBS affiliates, all that stuff will own its thing. Netflix is its own thing.
Yeah, how many do we need? Do we need like four? Like, how many do I need to get the most coverage here?
HBO.
That Disney, one's a huge one. Disney.
And what else? Netflix?
Netflix is a big
Netflix
one.
Netflix is a huge, like, and they're going to have, like, they have a lot of their own content and, now, which is like...
It's so obvious now why they've been pushing all their original content for, like, 3 years now. Because they're smart people and they saw this coming, which I think is pretty cool.
Amazon, maybe? Amazon's getting good shit lately.
Well, that's also something I noticed about the Peacock, is they're talking about their original programming as well. They're like, no, we're going to have original shit too, you know? So that's kind of interesting. It just pushes the bar as far as what we need. How long do you think they start to fail and they got to conglomerate into bigger? So they're like, now we're Netflix and NBC.
Right.
Well, pretty soon, it's going to be the Comcast universe. I mean, they already own the airwaves. Now they're going to start owning the streaming.
Comcast can suck me up.
I know. If we get the... What was that? That
what place? Is it really? They're like... Isn't it GE anyway?
I think high enough up. Yeah.
You just keep going up. I think it just all falls under GE.
I think it's crazy that like sometimes it'll be like direct competitors will be competing with each other, but high enough up, they're the same company, so it's like you're competing with yourself.
Well, that was, I don't know if you ever watched 30 Rock, but that was a recurring joke where there'd be like, we need to push microwaves. Like, why? We're a comedy show. Just push microwaves, because the GE boss tells us to. The GE overlord. Right.
So whatever, there's been a lot of in the news, there's been a lot of like super Justin Trudeau being like, hey man, back in the day I dressed up as like a person from Aladdin, you know, and stuff like that. So why, it's like, you know, hey, that can make people upset and stuff like that, but things that are from the past should be held to the past standards, and then you should try and be better than the past, right? I just think that is, like, the shit you do 20 years ago, you know...
You're an ultra-liberal for saying that.
No, you're ultra-conservative.
I'm sorry, ultra-conservative. You're, in fact, close to a Nazi. You're one step away from a Nazi for daring
and that's
to
what
say...
And that's what I think it is. It's like... it's like, because you can't know the future, so... We can't know what is going to offend someone 20 years from now.
Yeah, I know.
It's like there's no way of knowing it. I know. So we can't say anything.
We should hold ourselves to the standard of Cobra Kai, I think. Good intent.
Dojo?
Good intent overrides everything.
So, but because I was thinking about it, because it was mostly thinking about all these TV shows and stuff like that. Like, they're redoing Saved by the Bell, right? If you watch Saved by the Bell... they literally have a YouTube show called Zach Morris. Zach Morris is like an asshole or something like that, and it basically shows that he's a terrible person. Like he gets his quote unquote friends to compete over girls and stuff like that like they're pieces of meat, and like he treats his one true friend Screech like a terrible person, and he's mean to women and stuff like that, and you're like, but he's held to a high standard, and it's just weird. It's like ah, cool. And guess what he became? The governor of California in this reboot thing. And you're like, what is that saying? And it's like, in Friends, like, they're not good people a lot of times. Like, they're mean to, like...
Friends?
Yeah, like, who are they mean to? They're, like, mean to Monica when she was fat. They're like, haha, you're fat. We make fun of you.
Monica.
Right, and shit like that. And you're like, okay. It's like the one episode... Right. In the one episode where it's like they're carrying a baby around and, like... whatever, Joey and Chandler, and someone's like, oh, cool, man, it's nice to see that, you know...
Two gay guys.
You know, like, two gay guys can have a kid, and they're like, whoa, we're not gay, blah, 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 and you're just like, okay. And it's like, it can't be held to the same standards, because it was made 25 years ago.
Well,
and it's weird.
And then what about shows that are 50 years ago, and they openly say stuff like, look at these Negroes running around doing stuff, and, you know, that... Where do we draw the line? And yeah, you're getting to things that's like, what do you care about? You know, like, at what point do you care? At what point is it a big deal? And some people, like, I think majority of people in the United States are like, we understand that was then, that's cool, that's fine, but we wouldn't do it today. But we could still watch it and appreciate it.
And right, exactly.
The small vocal minority would be like, this got to go off the air. I hate everything. And I know, Dave. The society sucks. This is why we started the new kingdom, the Five Kings Kingdom.
Right. I know. But we might have to be four kings and a silent partner.
We could do Which that, one? I guess.
Who's the silent partner?
Ryan. I haven't heard Ryan say that. Ryan's like, I'm not playing Minecraft. And I was anything else you'd like to add? Anything you'd like to add to that? I'm not playing Minecraft.
He said he was medium bad, remember? So he had a rough day. Just let him sit down and decompress. And
I do feel strongly about what you're saying, Dave. But I feel like I've went off on it several times.
Yes, just like, where it's like, do you get... Okay, well, it also happened too. Like, the big thing is, like, there is a guy, whatever that guy... Did you see the joke that the guy said, the Asian guy, the guy said about Asians... That guy, then he got fired from Saturday Night Live, right? Did you see it?
Did he actually
end up getting fired?
Yeah, yes, just so yesterday.
Jeez, see, that's annoying as fuck. I mean, it might not be. What was the joke?
No, it's annoying as fuck. Andrew Yang was even like, "Yeah, that's cool. Whatever, it's fine." I mean, it's a bad taste, but whatever.
I think he said, like, I recall him saying, "I think we should be doing more forgiving." Like, was it one of us, or we need to think more about forgiveness or something. I think Andrew Yang's the best. I'm glad you brought him up. I do think it's very irritating. It's actually, here, this, all right, you brought me onto something here. So Amber was listening to this podcast about, like, politics and stuff, and it was talking about Democrats and things like that. And they were kind of, like, making fun of Andrew Yang and saying, you know, he can't be... You know, he's kind of a joke and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And these are these sort of, like, established political pundits who are talking about people that play the political game, and Andrew Yang doesn't play it the same way. And Amber was saying, like, she kind of suddenly felt like how a Donald Trump supporter probably feels. You know, where people just are, like, not acknowledging the elements of truth that is being shared. And so anyways, there's this elitism, and that's the kind of shit that will make Democrats lose, this elitism. And it applies in this case to this elitism about sort of perfect manners about social justice scenarios, you know what I mean? There's a high level expectation. All right, said my piece. We need to be forgiving. AndrewYang2020.org.
Right. But my big thing is, this guy was just a regular guy who doesn't have money and no pro and is not famous. Because you know who's going to host Saturday Night Live? Dave Chappelle. Oh, cool. Dave Chappelle has never said anything that has been crazy or racist or hilarious. But you know what? He's famous and he has a bunch of money. Let's put him front and center on the stage. It's like, just stop being hypocrites.
about that this. That is really weird, I think. Yeah, holy cow.
There's just too many people that want the brownie stupid points of look how pious and just I am, and it gets fucking annoying. It's to a point where when you see those people, you just roll your eyes and you're like, shut the fuck up, you know? We got real problems, man. We ain't got time for little problems. We got real problems to deal with.
But, Ryan, speaking of your boy, Andrew Yang, someone made an anime opening with Andrew Yang in it. It's freaking awesome. He's doing, like, fucking, like, Naruto style. Like, he's like, chuff, 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 chuff. And it's badass. I put a link to it in there. But, yeah, so it's got everybody. And the last line is great. It's like the only way you're going to defeat a man like Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math.
That's pretty good.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, it's really good.
I don't know, man. Because I always, whenever we start bringing this stuff up, I get depressed. Like, I was in a good mood. Now I'm in a Ryan mood. See? I get depressed because it's like you can't win. It's like, come on, people. Just, it's fucking about intent. And if your intent is not to be a dick, then you're not a dick. If your intent is to be an asshole, then you're an asshole. And deal with it, you know?
And because everyone has a voice on the internet, you go and watch, right? I go watch a show, and something like that, you know, offends me or makes me uncomfortable. Instead of going and finding, you know, like, talking to the person, you know, tweeting them directly and say, like, hey, man, I heard that joke and it made me feel uncomfortable. What did you mean by this? I instantly go to the internet and say, like, here's a joke. This joke is terrible. He is racist. Apologize now. And so.
Well, I mean, this shows you that even though things are fucked up, the kind of country we live in, because in Canada, if you're a comedian and you say something offensive, you can be sued. You can be sued, and you will lose money to damages if you say something that someone in the audience finds offensive, and it is that you have to go to some sort of council where they decide if it's
arbitration.
Yeah, it's fucked up, and because there's no freedom of speech in the Constitution like it is here, so, and most of the world doesn't have that kind of stuff. So it's, even though we're all fucked up, that we got one thing kind of going for.
Yes. Yeah, that is messed up, man. That's hardcore messed up.
Especially since it's just Canada. Like, you think of Canada as like our 51st state. Come on, it's Canada.
Right. Absolutely. Well, what was interesting is the director of Jurassic World made like a short film that seems pretty big budget. Like, it's like 8.5 minutes long. It is basically a short movie that takes place between Jurassic World and Jurassic, and what was the Fallen World, or 8 whatever.
Minutes?
Yeah, it's like
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. The CG is good. The dinosaurs look great. Shit happens, but the fact is, they just were like, "Hey, we made this movie. Let's put it up." So is thought that was.
Is it like a test for something? Are they testing?
I
think it's the bridge between the end of 2 and what's going to be the third one.
Right.
It's kind of the new norm kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like but it's pretty cool. So is everyone ready for tomorrow? Well, you got all your gear ready? Everyone ready to invade? We're going to Area 51.
Oh,
ready?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow. Absolutely.
September 20th. He moved it.
Yeah, that's a secret, dude. He said he moved it so that they wouldn't be ready for us to actually invade. Ryan's going to be Naruto running up there. And Adam's going to be memeing his way to the top. So.
I should wear an alien mask to work tomorrow.
Oh, the memes are so good when it's just like a guy who's like running away with my like proof that the aliens exist.
What is this? Why did they open this up? Or like, how did they? I mean, I've heard all of the like jokes, basically jokes, continuous jokes about it. But like, what is the like real reason this happened or whatever? You know what I mean? They just like closing it. They're opening it. They're gonna make it to a tourist trap? I don't fully... Do you know what's going on?
I think just some guy randomly said, like, we should invade. There's too many of us, so we can find proof. They can't stop us all.
Yeah.
And basically, and it was a whole thing, and then people it's started jumping on it. Yeah, it's something jumping on it.
That took off, I see. Okay, so there's no...
And his one flaw in the logic there is, yeah, they can stop everybody. They just need machine guns, yes, and they can stop everybody. This is like World War One trench warfare, but worse.
I hope someone does something, it would be kind of funny.
But yes, that was the whole thing is... Like, hey, we should go and do it. Let's find information. Let's find out something. And then it has got out of control. And the guy's like, dude, don't do it. I know it was just a joke. I hope no one actually shows up.
Yeah,
it is kind of funny.
But yes.
Hey, do you guys want to make some easy money?
Why not? Just bend over and. We'll be all set.
No. What? I'm going to charge you for that. Come on.
What just happened?
I don't know. But if you like long shots and you got $5 to spare, you can log on to any sports betting site. And if you bet this Sunday on the Miami Dolphins to win and the New York Jets to win, you put a $5 bet down. Do you know what your rate of return is?
Quite a lot.
$1,100.
How many people are going to do this?
$5, and those two teams manage to win by any amount. You need both teams to win,
right?
Yes, you win $1,100.
Wow, I'm gonna do a $500 then.
Oh yeah, that's easier money. I don't know what I was thinking.
Why would you do five? That's so weird.
So it's obviously a long shot, but I was blown away by that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, yeah, they probably don't got a shot in hell to win, but do they have a, what is it, 100-to-1 shot to win or whatever? No, it's 200-to-1 shot, because if it's less than a 200-to-1 shot for both those teams to win, then it's good money. It's a good bet.
Yeah, sort of.
No, by the odds. I mean, 200-to-1.
It is by the odds, but it's one of those things where, like, if they played a 1,000 times, then you can make money on it, but they only play once.
Keep your eyes open. If the Dolphins win and the Jets win, you'll see me going, woohoo! I put $5 down. And probably a shitload of degenerate gamblers in Vegas were like, I had $100 on that parlay. I got $20,000.
Right.
This has been your sports betting hour.
That's your shoe in of the week.
That's a big shoe. So your lock of the week. It's a big lock. Oh man. But yeah.
Disney.
Dave, what is all this CW stuff here? What is this?
Yeah, so let's get into this, hopefully. So, I mean, as we know, the original show that kicked off the whole superhero nostalgia on the CW is ending this year.
Arrow?
Goodbye, Arrow.
Yep.
And the whole send-off will be a part of the whole Crisis of Infinite Earths, right? And so far we've heard things such casting as the guy who's currently playing Superman on Supergirl will be reprising his role, and now they're saying Brandon Routh is going to be playing an older Superman from one of the Earths. And there was a lot of people like, well, don't you remember that old show Smallville and Tom Welling? And he played Clark, you know, a young Clark Kent in high school. Yeah, so they announced this week that he's going to be coming back and playing his Clark Kent as part of the Infinite on Crisis Earth. So they're pulling in everybody.
If you're going crossovers, make it cross. It's a multiverse. Do it. Bring everybody.
Well, they're going to be bringing in that other Lex, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to have it. I mean, they got John Cryer playing the one currently. They're going to have to pull in Michael Fishbaum to play the other.
Right.
Just don't pull in Jesse Eisenberg and all right.
Well, yeah, that's the movies. Remember they did. So, like, oh, yeah, I want them to make a fucking Legion of Doom, man. Do it. get all the good guys from all the multiverses and make a multiverse Legion of Doom.
I'm excited to see this. Of course, it'll happen in December. I think they'll have 2 or 3 episodes at the end of December, and then the remaining in January when they come back from break.
When December ends?
I think that's September.
Oh, September.
But
so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be just kind of all nostalgia.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, Ryan, Adam will still be digging down. That's okay. Down.
We know Ryan, or we know Adam's not cultured enough to watch these shows.
Ooh, that's true.
That's true. Ryan could probably binge watch all of it before the end of the season, right?
It's like 7 seasons, so
no,
yeah. I think it's like don't a lot.
It,
man.
It,
unlikely.
It won't work.
Challenge accepted, right, Ryan?
Challenge denied.
Mm-hmm. You should totally try it.
Yeah, I think that would be fun though. We should pick out everyone picks a movie that's important to them, and we have a monthly challenge and say like, okay, everybody watch this movie, and we're going to discuss it like on the last podcast of the month. So you get a month.
Well, how many times would we have to watch Black Knight?
I don't know. Ryan likes other movies, right?
I like this idea, Dave.
Okay.
I'm not anti-watching people's stuff, but I am slightly more hesitant to watching 7 seasons of something right. that I'm not certain about.
Do documentaries count as movies?
Well, it's a documentary movie. It's in, like, the Oscars under movies. Yeah, so that totally counts.
Okay.
But, I mean, because watching an entire show, that's a lot. That's a way bigger time commitment.
All right, let's start with watching Roots.
That's a miniseries.
Oh.
I don't think that counts. Do miniseries count as movies? I don't think so. But I like where your head's at.
That's a very long. It's a very long movie, if it is. But isn't this like a 16-hour documentary?
Something like that. Oh, speaking of documentaries, so, you know, Ken Burns makes a bunch of documentaries and stuff like that. So for some reason last night, I don't know why, but me and Tiffany ended up watching something about, like, country music back in, like, the 50s and stuff.
Yep.
It was super interesting. I was just like, wow, so this is really fucking weird.
He just put out a documentary. What fucking show did I listen to? He just put out a documentary about it, and it's like, what, 3 hours or something like that?
I don't know how long it was, but it was interesting where it's all like, to see, it's all like, oh, cool, here's young Willie Nelson who, like, did this stuff, and he's all clean-shaven and stuff like that, and, like, he wrote a ton of music for a ton of people that I didn't know. And I'm like, holy shit, like, you know, he's so much more prolific than the songs I know that he wrote, like, that crazy song that Lord was like, crazy, crazy for feeling. Like, he wrote that song and sold it for like $500. And he's like, yeah, I got a lot of money. And he's like,
smoked it up by now.
Yeah, but it's so weird that it was like people, and it would basically tell like mini origin stories of people, like,
well,
of like, you know, like, hey, this lady is like, oh, she was born in like Kentucky and her father was a coal miner, and then they're like, oh, cool, it became this famous lady. I'm like, I've heard the name, but I knew nothing about her. And it's interesting to see mini origin stories of people that became prolific. Like, who was it? There was one guy who was in prison. And Johnny Cash never went to prison, even though he, like, that was a big thing. He was like,
yeah.
But he went to San Quentin to sing Folsom Blues and stuff like that. And there was a guy who was all like, man, everyone really loved him and stuff like that. And he said, if I ever get out of here, I'm going to try music. And that guy, I guess, became someone super huge in music. And I was just like, wow, what are the odds of someone just seeing someone and saying, like, ah, that sounds like a cool job for me. I'm going to turn away from this life of crime and imprisonment and become a famous country musician.
Didn't they talk about how on the back of like all the like Johnny Cash and like Willie Nelson and like, I mean, even Elvis Presley all learned some sort of music from black people.
Yeah, yeah, like, Ray Charles released a country thing and was all like, poor white people and poor black people, if you listen to the music, it's the same music. It's just it's slowed down or sped up so it sounds slightly different to different ears.
Right.
Like, so it's the same music.
So they all got their, like, inspiration or learned or mentoring from a black person.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, like, the origins of country music.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Jesus is the origin of country music, and I'd appreciate if you would...
Absolutely.
You would give more prominence to our Lord and Savior.
Based on Dave's recommendation, I think I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, it was weird and interesting, because it's like, it is something I'd know nothing about, and it was fun to be put in a position to have a passing understanding of hearing names and saying, I know that person's name, I couldn't tell you anything about them. So.
Did anybody watch Woo Assassins?
Yes. Dave,
I think I'm on the last episode. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Is it any good?
I don't know.
I don't know if you'd call it good.
Like, I think the acting is good.
I thought it was fun.
I think that the fighting is good. I think the special effects are average.
Yeah.
And I think that the storyline is...
confusing?
Below average. Like,
way below average.
It needs some work. It needs... because
yes.
It's fine. It's just like, I'm the Woo Assassin. We're the Woo Assassins. Yeah, I have the fire thing. Now we're friends. Ah, and when we fight... wait, why is this happening? Shut up! You're the Woo Assassins! Go! Ha! Okay, tell me more about the turtle shell. No, go fight! Like, all right.
You're my son... wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, and that you're was the fine. Woo-assass. They tried to make it, like, super, like, dramatic and stuff, but it was like, alright, where's the wood-woo? Because that guy seems sexy. I want to get all wood-woo up in here.
Are they based on, like, Chinese, or Japanese, elements?
Chinese
yeah. elements?
Yep. So you have the wood, the Chinese element. You have the wood-woo, the fire-woo, the water-woo.
Steel woo.
Spirit.
Yeah. Well, each of those has like a small corresponding stuff, but yeah, it's fine. I'm not sure I recommend it.
It was fun. That I mean, it's one of those things that I didn't even have any expectations to watch it.
I'm not sure I'll give you that, but it was fine. Like, you know, there was no like jokes that I was like, oh, what a fun joke or anything. It was fine. You know. I watched all 8 episodes, so I watched, well, I think there's 2 more, but I will probably finish it tonight, so it has to be okay for me to get that far into it, right?
Maybe. Well, that's true. You didn't give it, I mean, you've given it more than the D2 that's recommendation. True.
Yeah, the D2 so. Half the season recommendation.
You gotta watch all of season 1 just to make sure it fits.
Yeah, it's fine. I thought I knew the dude. I mean, he's just like... he's almost like the Chinese-American Jack Reacher. Wait, what's the guy?
Jack Reacher.
Jack Burton. Jim... God damn it. Who's the...
Jim Norton?
Who's the analyst?
Oh,
Jason Bourne?
Well, I can't think
of it. Oh, no, Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. Because he's like, I am not Woo Assassin. I am just a chef. Like, I'm just a chef. I'm just a chef. I'm still just a chef.
Like, well, that's because all of his supernatural training he did where time did not
move.
Yeah,
I know. That was an interesting concept. Like, he goes to a place where time doesn't exist, so theoretically he could be training there for hundreds of years. Well, until I don't know if he exists or not. But anyways, but they never really show that. They just, like, mention it. They're like, you could be here. Time has no meaning. Here's a rock. Like, okay.
Break this rock.
Break the rock. Like, it's
become hard
rock.
As earth and break this rock.
It. Like, it wasn't poorly executed. It was poorly executed, I'll say, but it was still fine. And I feel like we've given Woo Assassins way too much time, so let's move on.
Dave, did you watch Past your third episode of Fairy Fucking?
I'm on the fourth episode.
Just couldn't get through it that fast.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. Dave hyped it up a lot, man. He hyped it up. He said the show was great, and I'm like, I'm trying to live up to it. And what I'm really thinking,
it's slow.
Is Dave just wants to watch Fairies Fucking, which is great.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I mean,
but guess what? I mean, I can give you a half dozen links right now to show the things that are about between 8 and 12 minutes. Like, and you don't even have to watch the end. You get the plot.
Only
you know what's going on.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that hot chick from, those movies.
I bet you we could find one that looks close enough.
The first one says, Fairy Fucking, Volume 1, Scene 1 from Pornhub. Let's do it.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Let's see what we got going on here. The second one is Fairy Fuck.
How long are these?
16 minutes.
Oh, that's a long one. That's
I could probably watch that.
Oh, it's from the 70s, I think. They show mushrooms. Giant mushrooms. Oh, that's a penis. Never mind. That's not a mushroom.
That's kind of a mushroom.
Oh, this looks terrible. I'm turning it off immediately. Oh, what the fuck is that?
Send the link to Ryan quickly.
There's like a goblin appeared, and he's immediately going to have sex with this fairy. That's amazing. I say 70s, it was probably made like 10 years ago.
Oh, shit. Oh, I just read a new thing. Did anyone watch the show Ghost Rider on Channel 2?
Yes.
Okay, wait, that's getting...
Ghost Rider or Writer?
Writer. Basically, kids' adventure, like detective-y, not detective, but they get in adventures and stuff like that. And, like, a ghost, you know, would help them out with clues and stuff like that in the form of just a hand, right? And it would just be like, ha-ha, point out, and they'd get, you know, and they'd solve little mysteries and stuff like that. That's getting a reboot as well. But I guess if you watch till the end of that series, that you found out that the ghost that was helping them was actually the spirit of, like, a slave or something, and you're just like, whoa, that took a dark turn, Channel 2? But, yeah, so I'm just looking at, like, shows that are getting a reboot. They're just getting a lot of fucking shows that are getting reboots.
Well, speaking of a show that, or actually a movie that people want to remake, got the internet all in a tizzy this week, was Princess Bride.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So...
Don't touch my Princess Bride.
Okay, no. It's in my brain, I just have to say, it's like, they're not going to, like, make a reboot and then take all the original copies of the Princess Bride and destroy them. Right. The only way I could feel it is if we're going to do the Lisa, the loose reboot version, where it's like, now it's Fred Savage, he's a grandpa or something, and he's telling his grandson or granddaughter or whatever, hey, my grandfather told me this story, and now it's another story taking place in the same universe, but it's slightly different. Things can happen.
I like where you're going. A small suggestion, alteration to the plot I'd like to recommend is that he has grown up to be a writer because of his grandfather, and he continued the story, wrote this book, and he wants to share it with his son.
That
his
sounds grandson. Great.
And it's a new story. It's in the same universe, and there you go.
Right.
We should write this shit. Come on.
Yeah, you can have the original cast come in and play the same character, except for the ghost of Andre the Giant. The ghost of Andre the Giant.
Well, and the grandpa. So.
Yes.
No. Peter, to get the Peter Falk.
I mean, to me that Steve would Austin. Work because it's what we have now kind of been calling it a reboot.
Or fuck, we got a better term. Did not think of a better term.
But, I mean, they were literally talking about remaking, recasting all the parts.
Reincarnation.
Recreating the exact same story, and that's where I was like, no, don't touch that.
See, that to me is weak. Like, we've seen that. Why you gotta do it again?
Yeah.
Like, there's no originality.
I mean, I know Ryan appreciates it, but I don't like it at all. I mean, just...
I don't actually know how I feel. Like, it's sort of an homage if you do it and you just try to sort of copy it and you, like, twist it a little bit here and there. You add different colors and flavors. But I do think I would prefer something that was inspired, but that's a lot harder. So this business who's like thinking about like, okay, how can we make a quick buck? They might prefer to say, well, we have this movie. We can basically copy.
I think you know
that's. I think that's a draw. I think that's a draw to the the businesses.
I think it's a draw, but I think it's also that's the leftover legacy of like plays, right? That's what we started with: is you make a play, you repeat that play over and over and over again. Yep. And when TV came around, you basically, or movies, I should say, that's what you did, and then you remade it, but I think we're past that. Like, stop it. Do it better now.
Do it better.
Do it better.
We should make a movie. You just want to make a movie? Let's make a movie.
I ain't got time.
We could probably do it better than a lot of people.
We could make a Netflix series. They'll give money to anybody.
It's true.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the weird thing about movies and content and recycling ideas and stuff like that is, like, they are pretty damn formulaic. So, like, is it so bad to absolutely copy when, you know, they're following a formula? And I actually think they follow the formulas even more because they use, like, data to, like, keep track of things.
Wait, data's there? How the fuck do you
Data. Oh, yeah. Well, data. He's a common trope but anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're getting better at knowing what we want to see, and what we want to see is things that we're familiar with seeing. We like to see things we've seen. That's really what it comes down to. I blame people.
I would agree to an extent. I think that you're right, that because there's only a few stories get down to it, there's like four, right? There's like four or five actual different stories. But I think that what matters is acting and timing and, you know, and the time it came out and nostalgia and all that stuff goes into a movie more so than even like the plot half the time. I mean, is there a reason why the Fast and the Furious films are the best franchise ever made? It's just timing and nostalgia at this point, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's weird because like what Tarantino says, like, hey man, like I like he loves movies so much, like he'll like literally rip off shots and scenes and stuff and change a little dialogue, but he'll be like, yeah. People are like, oh, did you get inspiration? He's like, well, inspiration means like I took it and changed it and just like, no, I like it so much that I just took it and moved it. So I'm like, just take the things we like and change them and make them different, but give you that same thing. And that's why like I think Stranger Things I like hits for me really strong is like it takes things that I already know, like it made the bad guy. Dude, they dressed him so he looked literally like the Terminator and walked around. They never said the words Terminator. They never did that stuff, but you're like, oh, it's the fucking Terminator. They're like, they did stuff and you're like, you know exactly where they took that from, but they did it in a different way, so it makes me go like, oh man. And it hits me in that feels part where you're like, oh man, that's fucking, that makes me think of this, of just take stuff I like, or take stuff that we know people like, and change it just soma, and you're good. I think you're good. Make things that are in the vein of stuff, and you're fine.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think film, like music, is a weird medium where everyone's going to have their own opinion. You could have the best franchise of all time, like the Fast and the Furious, and half the people might not like it. And you could have the worst franchise of all time, like
Fast and Furious.
I didn't have a good one for that.
Like, I don't know what the...
Maybe.
Yeah, anyways. You could have a franchise that's fine, like the Wu Assassins, and somebody might think it's the best thing ever. You know, it's all subjective. So.
Right. Like, take the thing we like about Carnival Row, the fairy fucking, and then just change it up a little bit and just make it shorter and just all fucking. And then you're really good. It makes it so much better.
Maybe don't put it in such a depressing era or landscape, because all I see is everybody hates fairies and everybody's sad and like hates fairies, except for the few that like pay to have sex with them.
Like, and are super rich and stuff like that. It's like, ugh. It's just like there's tons of things that you know are going to happen. Like, I'm the rich snooty lady. And so it's like, oh my god, who's moving in across the way? And you're like, it's going to be a fucking fairy. It's going to be a fairy person. Yep. Hey, where's the master of the house? I am the master of the house. And you're just like, really? Of course it's going to be a puck.
Moved in.
And it's like, I like the little things they don't explain where they go like, ah, cool, like, we came up with our own slang of, like, our own racist slang versus fairy folk. And I'm like, that's interesting. Weird. They don't explain it. They just said, like, yeah, there's racists versus these people. And like,
yeah, it's everybody's racist.
Right.
True.
It's like they take a snapshot of like 1910 America and it's like, you cannot have a black person moving into our city. I don't think so.
It's like instead of fairies, they're Irish. It's all like, whoa.
It's Gangs of New York all over again.
Yes.
So this is not recommended or recommended?
Oh, it's highly recommended.
It's interesting. It's just right now it's pretty slow.
I can't watch anymore till Amy watches one. So I don't know.
But isn't this like what was the new letter?
No, there is no new letter. This has always been a T show. It was at one time going to be a FT, fucking together if you do it, otherwise I'm going to watch it. But that never came to fruition.
I thought that meant something else.
No. You know what I'd like you to do, Chris, is like get that fairy fucking Pornhub thing cute and like
cute it up.
On an even after you talked about watching Carnival Row, and then like pop it on the television.
I think you just edit it so it goes like, and does the Amazon logo, and then it just starts right in the. You're just all like, oh, this is Amazon's gun, really, really dark. Cool. All right.
If we hadn't already watched one episode, maybe I would go for that.
All right.
Like the first episode just has a bunch of fairies being gunned down, and you think they could fly away.
That's how it opens.
But no, because the forest has been jury-rigged with fucking barbed wire above it, so they can't even fly. If they fly, they get cut up by barbed wire and then get shot. It's a dark. It's like Saving Private Fairy. It's fucking ridiculously dark. And maybe that changes. I've only watched one episode, but that's the reason why we never watched episode two. And we got into something else because we weren't in the mood to be depressed.
No, it gets darker.
But I mean, Game of Thrones is depressing. We watched that. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in Game of Thrones, you kind of like, that first season, of course, it was dark and stuff like that. But you also were like, I read the book. I know where it's going. It's going to be interesting. You know, we're going to see how it gets there and stuff like that. This year, just like, this is dark. Where are they going? Because I figured out, like, I'm not 100% sure on things, but I've kind of figured out some things. It's all like, oh no, this guy has this kind of thing on him. Where'd you get those? I don't know, I got them when I was a kid. And I'm like, okay, fucking telegraph much?
You know what really, like, pushed it back to the back burner for me was at the end of the first episode, and it's only a tiny spoiler, like, the long-lost lovers are reunited. They're like, oh, yep. My God, I missed him so much, and I lost track of him. And he's like, oh, I miss her. I still wear something from her. And she finds him. And what she do? She's like, I'm going to fucking kill you for leaving me. Before they can even communicate, like, talk to each other. She's like, no, I will fucking stab you. You're lucky I don't murder your ass. I'm out of here. Like, I'm like, God damn it. I don't want to watch this movie where they're all happy. Not happy at all. Like, there's no happiness. Like, what was that show? Do you guys remember the first season of, what was the one that was on that before This Is Us? There was like another one, or maybe it was Seventh
Parenthood.
Parenthood. I think that was it.
Parenthood.
At the end of the first and second and third season of Parenthood, everything was happy. They ended it every single episode with, and then everybody came together and they ate dinner and they laughed and fade to black. And you left the series, they left each episode going, oh, that was fun. I'm glad that they communicated and they got over the hurdle. And this is like, seems like it's going to be the complete opposite. Like, nobody communicate, everybody hate each other, and fairies suck my ass.
I wonder if they, like, watched the final season of Game of Thrones and kind of thought that's what people wanted.
Maybe, because that was getting such a high, you know. Even all of Game of Thrones, it's like,
well, the people who wrote it got big contracts, maybe they were thinking.
The guy who wrote it like 20 years ago. It was the first thing he ever wrote, but it never got made. I think we talked about that in a podcast. Like, for some reason, he thought that was going to launch his career, and it didn't. He just never.
Wait, Carnival Row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who made it, he wrote it like years and years ago, and then it never got picked up, so he worked on shit like Godzilla and stuff. And
yeah, Pacific Rim. He's the guy who wrote Pacific Rim. He's like,
And then eventually, after he made some headway in Hollywood with making like Pacific Rim and shit, they're like, hey, do you got anything else? And he's like, well, I wrote this when I was like 19. It's one of my favorite things ever, but nobody will make it. But maybe they, the producers, like, darkened it up or something for because they love Game of Thrones. I'm hungry. You guys fucking hungry? God damn.
A little bit.
Yep.
Let's check my app.
How many calories you get?
I got 1,800 left.
Holy cow, that's like more than that's I a eat lot. In a day.
Yeah, but when you have 1,100 from an exercise day.
Oh, what did you do? Like, I went, run 800 miles? Like, that's close. Hard to get.
It is close. I went to go return a movie that I had got. Remember the movie I got for Amy? What was it?
Sorry, you cut out there. Movie you got Shazam? For what?
Shazam. Yeah, I went and rented Shazam from the Redbox for Amy because she started on the plane but never finished it. And I was returning it. I was like, I'll just like incorporate returning this into my run. And I thought it would be like 6 miles, and it turned out being like 12. So I was like, fuck. Yeah, this is really hard. So, yeah, that gives you like 1,100 miles or 1,100 calories.
Good times. Damn. You going to bank some of that?
I don't think that's how it works, but I don't know. I don't have anything to eat in the house, so.
Yeah, see? That's a bunch of shit. Like, calories is dumb. Like, money, you earn money, you put that in the bank, and you can save that for something you want. Calories, you should be able to do that.
You probably can.
You can. I'm looking at it. Like, a big thing another day.
Yeah, I'm looking at daily segments.
I don't think it really works, so, right?
I bet it does in a way. Like, why is one day special? Like, you know what I mean? I try to tell Amy this. Like, why is one week special? Like, it should be an overall thing, and if you fuck up one week or you do really good at the next week, then you're like average, everything's fine, you know. There's never a failure, even if like one day you eat 5,000 calories. What if you eat only 1,000 for the rest of the week? Yeah. You're averaging fine.
That's right. So then let's keep going that out, and then you can go like, you know, what if you have a good month or a bad month?
I agree.
And then you could have years, and then that could have decades, and that could have centuries.
Yes.
Maybe this century is a bad century for me. Next century, I'm going to be great.
That's fine, but eventually you're going to run out of time.
No.
Don't work in your life expectancy.
See? But the biggest part is when my brain is in a jar, just think of all the weight I will have lost.
All I have is 2 pounds. It's great.
Yeah, so, Ryan, and how much calories does just the brain need? Not a lot.
Not a lot.
So, I'm thinking ahead. You guys are thinking but so...
Enough,
I
don't know. The brain like, jar needs like 5,000. It's weird.
Yeah, but that's going to all be from all of my people that I have conquered.
Speaking of delicious food, Adam, you cannot get fucking Wahlburgers at fucking Hy-Vee.
Oh, Adam said you could.
Or did Dave 2 say that?
It was not me.
No, that was me.
You son of a bitch.
I said... Was not
you,
me.
You can get the meat, and I think that's what you meant. But I went in there going like, "They have a fucking Wahlburgers here, where they just make."
Oh no, I meant the meat.
Well, I meant, don't care about the meat. That's like saying I can find the cow, and fuck that. I want them to develop and make the food for me, and then give it to my mouth. Not me have to cook it. Although I did buy some and make them; they were pretty good.
Are they pre-seasoned? Otherwise, it's like just hamburger.
Yeah, they're pre-seasoned and stuff. So
okay.
Ooh, speaking of Wahlburger. The thing I saw today was that the Impossible Burger meat is being distributed into grocery stores starting tomorrow.
I saw that too. I don't like eating plants though, so
the sodium level is through the roof, Adam.
I feel bad eating so many plants. Like, you know, plants have feelings.
You do not. I actually want to try that. I think it's interesting.
Too.
From just like a hey. They made a burger that's not a burger, but it apparently tastes good.
I think you can get it at Burger King, too, can't
you? You can.
Yeah, so just go to Burger King and be like...
Yeah, that's what I actually want to try a burger. I also want to try a Burger King taco.
That just seems wrong. You are an evil person. Get off. Get off.
But don't you just want to try it to see how it tastes? Like,
okay.
I mean, can it be the Jack in the Box taco?
No. How about a Del Taco?
Right.
Try a Del Taco hamburger.
Del Taco taco, 69 cents. You can eat 10 of them.
No, you can get right here. In addition, all 84 Hy-Vee Market Grill restaurants will offer Wahlburgers branded menu items. So you can go in there and get a hamburger that is Wahlburgers.
I looked. There's nothing.
Man,
you didn't look hard enough.
Maybe. I do.
They've just proved it with internet checks.
So let's talk a little bit about mowing lawns. Do you guys mow your lawns?
Oh yeah, I tell a story about that. I was driving on the road and I saw one of those like automated Toro lawnmowers, like Roomba type things, where they just mow the lawn by themselves, mowing like a business's lawn. And I thought, that's kind of cool. I've never seen one. That's old tech.
You can put Mexicans but out I've never of fucking work. One. All the Mexicans can be out of work. It's so sad.
But because the technology is going forward, and Ryan is using that technology, Ryan will have to put in to the freedom dividend to make sure that everyone gets $1,000.
Everyone needs to contribute
because
to the
Ryan dividend. Ryan is benefiting from the advanced technologies that are putting people out of work.
Fuck yeah.
So Ryan,
freedom dividend.
Wait, I'm gonna need you to do.
Why are you talking, making this about me?
Because like, Ryan, you're gonna have to. Here's what you do. You look Mr. Robot hood up
in the dark where I can't
and
even see
him. Amber's just off screen talking to you as Mr. Robot. And you're like, yeah, that does make sense. Yeah, we should destroy all the financial institutions on the planet.
So let's get back to vegetables and plants. So you know how you mow the lawn and the smell, the smell of freshly cut grass smells so good.
Yep, is grass screaming?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're finding out it's grass communicating with other grass, saying, "Look out, shit's happening!" Right?
Yep.
Okay.
So why? How is it fucked up that I will mow my lawn for no reason other than the city makes me to look better? I'm killing something that's screaming. Like,
wait, does your city make you mow your lawn?
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll give you a notice, and they'll say, if you do not do this, we will do it, and you have to pay us for it.
Really?
And it's expensive.
I mean, it doesn't shock me, really, I guess. Like, there's associations and city ordinances and whatever, but it's a little weird in this new hyper-hippie time where, like, natural prairie lands and shit like that are, like, all the rage.
Well, it's like, kind of what I'm getting at. Like, it's weird that something that we're finding out is so destructive and brings not pain, but brings definitely a negative thing to living beings, and we're expected, not only expected, but we have to do it, otherwise we get fined. Like, how long before we change that? I need a robot.
I'm looking up the city and see if they have like a natural prairie gas type.
You could do it, but if it like looks shitty, they'll make you deal with it. Unless it's a giant monster truck and six other trucks in your yard and you dig a giant pit, then it's okay.
Did you have this argument in time for that sort of thing that Amy went to?
I went to it too. I actually went there first.
Oh, you didn't? So did you have a chance to bring that up? Or
I did not. Had I thought about it previously, and the only reason I thought about it is because I mowed the lawn the other day and I was thinking, I love the smell, and I heard somewhere that this smell is grass screaming to other grass to warn it, and I'm made to do this basically just because of the way it looks. Like, I don't mind walking through long grass, but because it needs to look good to my city, I have to kill this stuff. Or not kill it, but I guess just give it a haircut, or like trim off half its body.
Like, I mean, I don't think there's like a moral problem with it,
isn't there?
But I do think there's a problem with like it being bad for the environment in many ways. Because one, grass is like bad as far as like bees and shit like that. It doesn't have a lot of pollinating, flowering things.
Grass is bad.
Grass is not a good plant for other.
What do you mean by grass? Grass that was originally here, or grass we use now?
I'm talking about grass we have now, like
imported like, shitty grass,
like cut short, manicured, no weeds type grass. Like grass with clovers and other stuff, it starts to get better and better the more natural it gets. But I don't morally have a problem with cutting plants in half. I'm an evil man.
What the hell are you talking about, Ryan?
You know what he's talking about. He's talking about being an evil man because he loves to kill plants.
I will cut a plant. I will cut you.
So grass actually wicks away the water. So like, if we get a giant rainstorm, if we didn't have the grass there, we'd have puddles of water everywhere.
Well, we'd have dirt, but
you don't compare it with non-grass. You compare it with native plants.
Right. Well, regardless, it doesn't matter. I just thought it was a funny anecdote that I'll no longer bring up.
Got deep.
What
it
the
got
shit,
deep.
Ryan?
Yes. Right. Yeah,
I'm mad at you. That's all I'm saying.
Like, on your property, you should be able to do whatever you want. You should be able to have your fucking trucks you want. You want your holes. You want your fire pits.
Hey,
that's
you know
cool.
What, man? I agree with that. A lot of people are like, property tax value, and I see their point, too. I mean, I got to pay more money, but I would... as I mentioned, Amy, if somebody like makes their yard look shitty and drives down my property value, that's going to drive down my property taxes, which is a good thing. Like,
you think it does, but
Well, it does when the guy comes through.
Yeah, if somebody like assesses it and nobody wants to pay for your property, your taxes go down.
Right. Just like if you were really doing it, it's like, yeah, you would make everything around you look shitty, make the outside look super shitty, but then the inside look fucking immaculate.
Yeah.
You never have the assessor come through to say, hey, man, the value of your house, like, you're like, well, I put in a new bathroom, I put in all this good stuff. It's like, oh, man, you raised the property value, you raised the value of your house by $50,000. Now, if you never do that, you never have to worry about, like, your taxes going up because it, you know, because the value looks like it's shitty.
Yeah,
it's just like you have a shitty looking outside of the car, but then the inside is all fucking charged up, looking badass. And then when you want to race, you're all like, I almost got you. You almost got me? Man, you don't even got your car!
There's a house in Brooklyn Park I'm convinced is doing that, because it's on like a huge lot, and it's just tiny little house in the back corner, so it's like 90% grass. I'm convinced that they just dug down and they have this amazing basement section.
That's like the dream that's like impossible to do unless you're constantly, like, you see him walking around the line. It's like, why is that guy walking around the yard? And he's just dropping his rocks out of his pant legs. He's just dug a giant hole deep in the ground. Ryan, nothing?
He's looking up if city has ordinances. It's very important because we're ending the podcast now, and Ryan will tell us if a city has ordinance against grass. It does, by the way.
I'm sorry, I get distracted by certain things.
Like, that was a reference specifically for Ryan.
Especially your city. Your city's going to be a bitch about it, guaranteed.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't take
Ryan doesn't mow the lawn.
I know, but he pays people to.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, man. Do you think mowing the lawn is something that a child should grow up doing at least a few times?
Yes.
To kind of understand? Yes. Ryan's kids are never going to do that. Kids are never going to learn how to do like that kind of stuff.
Well, they can just pay somebody.
I'm okay with them learning to do that. I don't think it's a requirement for people's growth.
It is. It's actually one of the three requirements for growing into a stable human being.
It's mowing the lawn. Right. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm saying like learning how to... Like, there is something, you know, like, you're like, fuck, I don't want to mow the lawn. But then you get out there, and you look back on it, because it's a tangible thing. You see, like, it looked like this when I started, and now it looks like it looks nicer, it looks cleaned up, and you're like, wow, that looks all right.
Yeah, it's also true. Your perspective. Like, I look at it as a exercise opportunity. I'm getting exercise, I'm getting my steps in, I'm out in the sun, I'm feeling good. So I look at it that way now instead of, I gotta fucking
get out in the sun.
Did you know Amy has never mowed a lawn in her life? And when I brought it up the other day, and she's like, I never mowed a lawn. I was like, do you want to go out and mow the front lawn? It's pretty small. The mower we have is a one pull, so you can start it. And
right.
She's like, you know, I think I might just want to keep my record spotless and never have mowed a lawn. I was like, all right, I guess, whatever.
That's pretty funny. I'm surprised she's never mowed a lawn, honestly.
She lived in Hibbing where they don't have grass, so.
I thought they didn't have lawnmowers.
Clay and dirt. They all dig their own mines in their front yard.
Right. Clay, dirt, meth, and...
Meth?
Oh. The jazz moved to Utah where they don't allow music.
It's true. All right, are we done? I'm done. I don't know what you guys.
Yeah. Hey, man, so
we've been done for like
when are we going to go do the Star Wars thing? I can make it happen.
Hey, is we'll it going to be about just that off podcast, and then after we do it, we'll talk about it on podcast. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So basically, my only question for all of you, mainly for Adam, is, hey, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. You can also look at our website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
God damn, the man's a pro. I'm gonna hire him to do voice work pretty soon. He's gonna be you're gonna see him on the star a little Muppet show or whatever the fuck you guys watch our cartoons. All right, we're gone for the week. We'll be back next dike. Bye
next dike.
I don't know what I said. Just say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.